The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Oh, God, I want to talk about something now that's going to worry some of you, because you might have seen a few headlines over the last few days about the €50 steak possibly becoming the norm in Ireland. And not just the steak, fiver, north of a fiver for a pound of butter, closing in on a fiver for the large carton of milk, between 12 and 15 quid possibly for a kilo of cheddar. Katrina Redmond is a cost of living expert with the Irish Examiner. Katrina, why are food prices on the up?
Oh, there's a wide range of issues. But in particular, if you're talking about your beef and your steaks, that's related to a reduction in cattle herds and an increase in demand, particularly from the UK. Irish beef is extremely popular at the moment. So the prices are being driven up, and we're beginning to reach a point where customers are going to say no to an increased cost of steak on the menu in restaurants. So that there's a knock-on effect then for restaurateurs. And then in terms of butter and milk, that kind of rolls back again, I suppose, to climate change in many ways. We've had, you know, some very damp seasons where it's been slow to the point where we've had to delay letting cattle out onto the fields. And then there's a knock-on impact on having to keep cattle warm and dry in sheds and feed and stuff like that. And again, demand is really driving up the price.
So are we looking at a protracted era of higher prices, Katrina, rather than maybe just a blip and getting back down to what we were paying 4 or 5 years ago?
Unfortunately, yes. I think increased prices are something that we're going to get used to now. I suppose the difference between when we were in COVID times and also a little bit when we were in, you know, the cost of living crisis, which happened at the beginning of 2022, in both of those instances, we were all in it together. And, you know, as consumers, everybody kind of pulled together and everybody felt the pinch. But now what we're seeing is we're seeing specific increases in prices on specific products. So we're now getting kind of this them and us kind of attitude where restaurateurs feel pitted against farmers feel pitted against consumers who aren't prepared to pay the higher prices for the food that they've been paying lower prices for a long time. So it is an awful lot more of an antagonistic period, I suppose.
You were going to speak to a restaurateur in just a moment, Katrina, but you know, there'll always be people, and I'm sure there's some listening to this, who think somebody along that line, along the food chain, as it were, from farm to fork, is making a killing at the public's expense. I mean, is that true?
I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think that farmers certainly feel like they are feeling hard done by, because their prices that they're getting at the farm gate are not being reflected in the prices that are being passed on to the consumer. From the supermarket's point of view, they've got this comfort zone that they can charge consumers for example, let's just say a steak, which I know we're going to be talking about shortly. And that comfort zone is the amount that a consumer is going to be happy to pay. So as prices begin to rise and the steak price comes out of that comfort zone, then sales decline and then they end up selling less stock than they have. So they've got to stay within this comfort zone, so they can't necessarily pass on those big increases to the consumers. So what consumers are going to find now is if they start passing on those big increases, we're going to stop buying these products. And then it all goes back to the farm gate again and the farmers suffer again.
Well, Wade Murphy is with us, who's the owner and chef of Dare 1826. Wade, have you seen a change in people's patterns of behaviour and the types of food they might order?
You constantly see that. You do see things change, and you know things going in and out of fashion and all that kind of stuff. That's just the way food is, like anything. There's trends and things like that. But definitely when it comes to ordering and price, being price aware and price sensitivity, you will see things drop off and chop and change. Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about then how you've seen prices going northwards in terms of your input costs over the last little while, and what impact that has on the prices on the menu and on the business.
Yeah, like, I don't want to come across as this moany chef owner, restaurateur and stuff like that, because it's fairly well documented as to what's been going on and the increases and everything like that. But yes, as was touched on there, the prices have gone up. They have definitely. The cost of everything, right across the board, whether it's wages, utilities, everything like that, it has definitely gone up, and beef is one of those things. And I have no issue paying a price for beef, and I have no issue paying for it if the farmer is getting well paid for his product, because I see the amount of effort that it does. I live in rural, a small community, a lot of farmers in my area and everything like that, and I see the amount of effort and time that goes into it. And if they're getting the value that they deserve for the amount of effort that they put into it, I have no issue with that. But it's whether the consumer and the customer sees that and you know, that registers with them, is a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, do you often get blowback from, maybe not necessarily customers who come into the restaurant, but people more generally, you know, that argument, and you'd be familiar with it. Ah, the steak is £6 then the supermarket. Why is it 50 quid then in Wade's place?
Yeah, well, I'm not £50. I'm not quite £50 yet. But I thought, that's one of those ones that gets my blood boiling. Is, oh, it's €6 down the supermarket, and I've had that conversation with people. I was like, okay, right, €6. So take a day of your mortgage, add that to it. Take the cost of going to the supermarket, add that to it. Pay yourself €20 per hour for cooking it. Take the price of the water going in and out for everything else, and take the garnish and tell me if it's still €6. Like, we can add and add and add. Like, so that argument to me is absolutely useless argument whatsoever, because that's the cost of the beef alone. Never mind the cost of the packaging to get rid of the. You have to, if you take all of those, then.
Yeah.
But like, I can understand people's point of view of why is it so much, but there is the hidden cost. It just doesn't cost me €6 to put the steak on your plate.
And what do you suspect is the future for the industry then, Wade? The part of the industry that you work in the restaurant, if.
There
what Katrina says is right, that, you know,
that the
era of cheap food is kind of coming to an end, and this is going to be a protracted period now of more expensive food.
It is, and, you know, supermarkets are in the situation where they can have a lost leader, where they can, you know, there's something else selling that they're making a bigger profit on, but they're not making as much on their beef. And I, you know, having spoken to a couple of restaurateurs and other chefs and owners of businesses, will steak have to go off the menu, or will beef have to go off the menu? Well, the prime cuts may be, like, you know, for example, fillet. I know people who are paying €50 per kilo fillet, untrimmed, aged, with the chain still on it. Like, and then you go down as far as sirloin and stuff. Will you see the cheaper cuts, like the short ribs? I have short rib on the menu here at the moment now, and it's costing me €10 a kilo to come in. But that's with bone in it, with trimming, with everything, and the customer will end up getting a piece of really slow overcooked or overnight cooked slow cooked beef. But will the cheaper cuts sell? Will they be the ones on the menu, or do you just say, right, well, I'll have to put fillet steaks on for €60 or €50 or whatever it is? And where I used to sell 25 on a Saturday night, now I might just sell 5. You know, but it's still, I don't know, but a lot of restaurants are thinking about taking it off the menu.
Yeah. Katrina, the government have been keen to stress the cost of living crisis over no more interventions. But I mean, if the cost of food keeps going up alongside the cost of electricity, it has to be said, in recent weeks, one suspects that they're going to come under pressure come budget time.
Yeah, Kieran, I think it's interesting that the government came out straight out of the gates and said that they won't have any cost of living intervention, because we have seen so much turmoil in the market between electricity, cost of food, insurance, all of these things. We're having reactive turmoil to what's happening over in the US. You know, America sneezes and the rest of Europe catches a cold. So we really don't know what way things are going to go between now and the next budget. That said, we also know that the prices are increasing, and we don't see a sign of them slowing. And one of the things that you're going to start noticing in supermarkets more and more, we're all familiar with shrinkflation. That's the shortening or the lessening of a product size while charging you the same price. So people feel hard done by, because they're spending more money and they're still coming home with less. And I think you're going to get an awful lot more and more of people feeling dissatisfied when they come back from the supermarket. And the concern is that as the prices continue to go up and up, more people will move away from Irish beef And our farmers depend on us buying Irish beef. And there is big concern there for farmers, you know. You know, what is going to happen if consumers start, you know, taking those steaks and those cuts of beef out of their shopping trolleys every week?
Katrina Redmond, who's a cost of living expert with the Irish Examiner, and Wade Murphy from Adair 1826. Wade and Katrina, thank you both very much for joining us. One listener suggests the new Kerrygold ad would be "go easy with the butter on the spuds there, Andre." Ronan makes the point that actually that I put to Wade, an argument he's familiar with. Why pay 50 quid when I could cook a steak at home for a tenner? George and Skibbereen makes a similar point. I refuse to pay 40 euro for a steak. Throw in an overpriced bottle of wine. I can buy a very good steak for less than a quarter of that, and the bottle of wine for a third. Don't come moaning when you close, because people are tired of being overcharged. George, I hope you heard Wade's answer to that, that the steak you pay from the restaurant includes one day of his mortgage, it includes the garnish, it includes all the water that goes into and out of the cooking process, it includes the heat, it includes the salaries for the people who work on all the different stages of the process. That's why it's more expensive in the restaurant. Caroline in Dublin says a quick look at Dunn's grocery website shows the same weight of butter from a best-selling brand and a small artisan producer is the same price. Don't tell me the large producers aren't making hay on this one. They have economies of scale. And I like this one. I blame the TikTok trend of biting into a pound of Kerrygold to see how much butter you can bite off in one go. Such a waste. All the kids are at it. Oh, good God. We are doomed.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.